the very serious issue of student suicides. On Friday night, students at the National Institute of Technology at Silchar in the Kachar district of Assam clashed with the police during an aggressive protest. This after the death of one of their fellow college students in the hostel. It was a student from Arunachal Pradesh who was in the fifth semester of electric engineering course, and he allegedly hanged himself after he failed exams and could not clear his back papers. He had a large number of back papers due to the COVID years where classes and exams were online. Now, this incident once again has shown how mental health is a major issue with students of premier institutes. Already, student suicides has been a huge issue with the number of suicides in Rajasthan's coaching town of Kota, and then the recent suicide due to ragging in Kolkata's Jadavpur University. So more stress-related suicides are authorities and society failing our students. Well, to talk more about this, first we're joined by Chandrashila Thakur, in charge of the student cell, Rajasthan Police in Kota. Thank you so much for joining us. First and foremost, if you could tell us a bit about what this student cell does.
Yeah. Actually, this is student cell was formed by our DGP, sir. And this works under supervision of the IGP range Kota. And I'm heading this cell. We have about 13 dedicated police officers who have at least 20 years behind them. So it's an experienced team which actually identifies the kids who are facing symptoms of depression or any mental health issues. Besides, we do many things like we are a single window for them. We have three dedicated helplines so they can connect with us with all their issues. Mostly their issues are trivial, but those small issues can lead to stress to students. So we want to provide them a stress-free atmosphere. That is the reason why this student cell was created.
Right. And so, you know, in the course of your experience of reaching out to students and, you know, your teams going around, how important is this for students to feel that there's, you know, there's some figure of authority, there's somebody out there who is there for them to, you know, vent or talk to or reach out to if they feel distressed?
Yeah, actually, they are connecting really well with us because our tagline is that we are concerned about you. And when you are away from your homes and your parents are not with you, so we will be your parents in Kota. So that tagline has really worked. Students are coming with their problems. They are calling us incessantly on our helpline. We got about 400 calls in last 2 months. So students are coming to us. We are reaching out to students. We are trying to identify and help other stakeholders in identifying students who are facing mental health issues. We escalate their issues to counselors, to psychologists and other teams which handle mental health issues. So we have been quite successful. Besides, you know, there are certain issues like refund issues of their fees and food issues. So we take care of all issues of students. So actually, they kind of feel safe. I guess they feel better now.
So clearly, this is something that needs to be, you know, replicated in other parts as well. Thank you so much, Chandrashila Thakur, for speaking to us here at NDTV. We're now also joined by Dr. Kumar Rajesh Tomar, educationist and student counselor, associate with Mewar University, and Vandana Kohli, author and mental health expert. Thank you so much for joining us. First, Dr. Kumar Rajesh Tomar, to you, if we talk about this Silchar case, what was really distressing is to know that this poor student had all these backlog papers from the time of COVID when he couldn't take the exams online. And one would imagine, you know, authorities should be a little more sensitive to issues like this.
You are very right, because what I have personally seen last over 30 years of experience in education industry and counseling the students, you know, because of the minor issues, the students take strong decisions, you know. And in most of the cases, the students are not at fault. Mostly problem is there with the people dealing with the students. Their behavior is not proper. They don't handle the things properly. They are lacking psychological knowledge, basically. A child psychology expert is not there in the institutions, you know, mostly. So here also the similar case was there. He was not properly behaved by the seniors or the dean academics and other supporting members, you know. And the students are generally not used to before 12th or, you know, before graduation to take such misbehavior from the, seniors, you know. Or the family members are also very supportive and they don't, never come across a, you know, kind of situation where they feel, very insecure or insensitive or they are insulted, you know, time and again. So once they feel that thing, all of a sudden it comes from the surroundings or from the student side kind of ragging or from the seniors or their mentors, you know, like if they start behaving in a different way, which is not acceptable to them, you know. And so right. they don't, they're not able to grasp that.
Well, this student at Silchar was clearly, at NIT Silchar was clearly very, very stressed about this and he felt, you know, the authorities were not being understanding about his situation and having, you know, all these, large number of these backlog papers. Vandana Kohli, your comments on this, because clearly it's an issue here. It's shameful for the country to have so many students getting so stressed and dying by suicide, and this is something we really need to deal with and holistically as a society.
Well, yes, Kargi, I'm glad you said holistically as a society. I do agree with Mr. Tomar when he says that students need more support from authorities and people who are dealing with them have to be more sensitive to their issues. But having said that, I also want to point out that we are undermining the impact of social media on the brain. There is so much noise that is created by mindlessly scrolling, and by mindlessly posting. And because it is the order of the day to be on social media, because it's great, it's a great tool for grandparents to be in touch with their children, with their grandchildren, and for friends to be in touch with each other. But when you are a developing brain, you're an adolescent, you're a young kid who's 7 years old, there is no reason for you to be on social media. So unless this is a problem, I'm sorry to say it's a very serious issue. Suicides have gone up all over the world. The US is dealing with a rate that it has never dealt with before. In the last 8 years, the number of students who are coming into the room with self-inflicted harm has gone up 88%. We don't even have probably all figures.
Vandana Kohli, are you saying, you know, these last couple of years, the way social media has become such a big part of people's lives, added with, you know, the stress that students are facing, this creates some more pressures on them?
Absolutely. Because as I said, we are undermining the noise that is created in the brain. And whenever we realize that, we will look back at this time when we let them free run with social media and be appalled that we allowed that to happen. So it is important that educational institutions, you see, my biggest grouse these days is why are schools and why are institutes encouraging a child to have a smartphone? We did assignments without a smartphone. There were papers given to us. We knew exactly what was going on in class. We knew exactly what we had to complete, whether we were practicing after school, whether we had an extra assignment.
All right, well, you're talking about a whole different issue here, but we're also, you know, if you talk about students and especially in colleges, the way what we're seeing in Kota, the highest number this year of student suicides, and it's very, very disturbing also because, you know, the kind of pressures parents, society and students perhaps put on themselves, and when they can't meet that, pass that entrance exam, or they can't, like for the in this case in Silchar, the student just felt hopeless given the number of exams he was meant to be taking, and that is something that is something we need to deal with, Dr. Kumar Rajesh.
Yes, ma'am, you're very right. What happened? The core problem is not the social media. It could be one of the things, as Vandana said. The question here, the core issue is that they are not being given a proper input in their mind. They should be aware of what Gita is saying. They should be aware of what our religious books are saying. It's full of struggles. Even the God, they are the son
right,
of
but what
king.
Can institutes do? I think more it needs to be institutes. They need to have counseling centers. They need to have a helpline or a committee where the student knows if they're feeling stressed or they have some sort of grouse and they're feeling helpless and hopeless, they can reach out. And this is something that should be mandated.
If I can come in here.
Yes, Vandana.
I think I agree with you. And I think Mr. Tomar also said that initially, that, you know, that there is important to have that support. I'm going a step further. I think we both agree. In fact, we all agree that, yes, we need that support. But, you know, the word in Hindi for health is swasth, which is swa and ast. Swa means my own self and ast means centered. Basically, it means that you have to be still and centered for emotional and mental wellness. And the kind of the technology of the day and our interaction, our over interaction with it, is making us vibrate. And, you know, there's taken away complete stillness from us. So it is important to realize that you can have counselors. You can have things that the institute can do and institutes should do. I mean, I support that point wholeheartedly. But at the same time, the ground on which the counseling is falling also has to be worked on. And unless we do that, we are going to see suicide rates, unfortunately, go up. There can be no greater grief for a parent and therefore for a society than to lose a young person.
Absolutely.
So I think if we want to get to the core and the bottom of this, social media cannot be undermined. That is the point that I'd like to make.
All right. And, you know, final word, Dr. Tomar, and clearly something that, you know, parents also need to think about, putting stress on the child. And again, you know, coming back to the point of teachers and counselors and quota, we know that they're putting together committees and they're trying to, you know, identify students who are stressed. So before they even, you know, think in that direction.
Very rightly said. We should also think, or government should also think, of banning the coaching institutions, you know.
That's an extreme step. I don't see that happening. Yeah. But yes, maybe, you know, improving coaching institutes, you know, not creating such a strain on the students who go there, because, you know, these constant tests and comparisons is what really gets them down.
Yes. So we should try to ban that also. We should think on that point of view, you know. It's not that taking a drastic, hard step, but at least you can think of it, minimize the burden on the students, you know, or you can catch them young, you know. That is one of the policy we can think of.
Well, then it comes back to the holistic, dealing with this problem of students, and clearly a lot of tension given, you know, the job market, etc. It's all, you know, it combines to create this kind of storm in their minds. But thank you so much. We'll continue doing these programs, trying to create awareness about this issue so families think about it, teachers think about it, and society thinks about it. Thank you all for watching at home. Goodbye.